They train, they prep, and vow to never leave the ring unsatisfied. The world of sales can be dog-eat-dog, but a Port Moody business and its commitment to helping graduates gain confidence for their future careers is reeling from successes of this past year. And that now includes a Golden Railroad spike in the company's trophy case. Young Entrepreneur Sales Academy, YESA, Acquisitions was named Business of the Year at the 2022 Spike Awards Wednesday night, November 30, at the Inlet Theater. Port Moody has been YESA's home since its founding in 2017, where we started this operation out of my one-bedroom condo on Maud Road, CEO Corey Alief told the Tri-City News. The transformation from our five-person condo-based business to our current 80 staff, multi-province operation is only the beginning of our growth. We are excited for our company's future growth as we know it will allow us to employ more people in the community, expand our ability to donate to worthwhile causes as well as give us the opportunity to better support and unify the entire business community in Port Moody. YESA, which operates out of Souter Brook Village, is a sales consulting firm that set a goal to help young people enter the workforce with the tools and training they need for the corporate world, and to partner or start their own business. According to its website, the company also wants to continue breaking stereotypes around sales, maintaining the mindset of people over profit when it comes to customer service. Currently, YES Acquisition services hundreds of corporate clients and thousands of individuals across Canada and the United States, reads YESA's Business of the Year description provided by the City of Port Moody. During its 5 years in business, YES Acquisitions has employed hundreds of Canadians and has also sponsored several candidates to earn their permanent residency. Since its inception, it has grown every year, even during the pandemic. In 2021, the business grew by 70% and is projected to grow an additional 50% in 2022. YESA states it's a team of inspired, empowered and ethical professionals, is committed to altering the fabric of education and business. There were many ups and downs over the years, but our team was resilient and we were able to weather the storm, added Alief. This award is a testament to their hard work and commitment to our company's mission of creating the evolution of business education. Meanwhile, Adina Diakonu of WESTPRO Physiotherapy took home the Young Entrepreneur of the Year Spike Award. She opened the St. John Street business in 2018 in hopes of providing quality care in a safe, supportive environment. Although the COVID-19 pandemic presented some unexpected challenges in 2020, WESTPRO has not only survived but thrived thanks to Adina's leadership and determination, her winner's description reads. The clinic now has a fantastic team of 6 therapists and continues to grow. Adina holds a Master of Science in Physical Therapy and a Bachelor of Kinesiology, and is a certified acupuncturist. She and her family proudly call the Tri-Cities home and enjoy outdoor activities such as swimming, biking, and hiking, as well as cafe tasting and brewery hopping, year-round. The rest of the 2022 Spike Award winners, and their profiles, are as follows. Arts and Business. Pomo Arts as a not-for-profit, community-based arts organization, Pomo Arts builds community and connection through art. Highlights from 2022 include 2 community art projects. The first, True Colors, engaged Port Moody 2's LGBTQAI+ youth, their families, and the community in a youth art exhibition, 2 artist-led workshops, and an art event. The purpose was to create a safe and welcoming space for Tri-City 2's LGBTQAI+ youth and their families. The second project supported Pomort's work towards truth and reconciliation. Participants shared their own reconciliation efforts on a Wings of Change banner. Since National Indigenous Peoples Day, over 200 commitment feathers have been gathered and are on display at the Pomo Arts Center. Environmental Leadership. True Earth Environmental Products. True Earth has eliminated almost 10 million plastic jugs through its EcoStrips detergents and cleaners, and is working tirelessly on its greenhouse gas, GHG, emissions reductions and waste management systems. Entering its third year of the Climate Smart certification process, True Earth has already greatly reduced GHG emissions due to changes such as switching distribution from air to marine and truck to rail. The company has increased the post-consumer paper content in all its packaging and, with the help of HSR Zero Waste, has implemented waste management systems in facilities to ensure proper disposal of recyclables and waste. True Earth has just begun its second year of a partnership with the Salish Sea Research and Education Society. In 2021, the society hosted 54 virtual workshops about plastics, reaching a total of 1,225 students across Canada. True Earth staff also undergo quarterly training related to zero waste, ocean plastics, and more. Inclusive Excellence Revive Hair and Body Lounge. Revive Hair and Body Lounge has been serving Port Moody for more than 10 years. It is open 7 days a week and regularly extends its hours if necessary to cater to as many people in the community as possible. Revive is an inclusive, accessible business that welcomes people of all races, sexual orientations, genders, and abilities. There is a trained staff member who has experience working with people who have multiple barriers and disabilities, and team members are culturally aware and speak multiple languages. The business is environmentally conscious and supports animal welfare. Revive Hair and Body Lounge staff members are known to make many referrals to neighboring businesses to strengthen the local business community. New Business Cafe. Since Cafe opened its doors in 2019, it has become well known for its authentic French croissants, range of pastries, and exceptional latte art, and its owners are known for their hard work and persistence. Cafe has become a destination for many. It attracts visitors from the neighborhood and beyond, and has many loyal, regular customers. Cafe is not a franchise, it was created from scratch. The menu has been significantly extended, various community events are arranged and supported, and there are plans to open a beautiful year-round patio. Staff turnover is very low and the majority of team members have been with Cafe since it opened. As many options as possible are provided for staff to move their careers forward within the company, and some staff have been supported in obtaining their permanent residency. The winners are selected by the city's Economic Development Committee. Mayor Megan Lottie and several councillors were in attendance for the annual event. They represent our Port Moody business community so well because they live the values that we share as a community: inclusivity, creativity, and innovation, as well as a commitment to environmental protection and a focus on arts and culture, said Lottie. We are lucky to have so many businesses that not only serve their customers with integrity and provide people with jobs, but also give back to the community in a variety of ways. For more information about the Spike Business Awards, you can visit the City of Port Moody's website.